Now, in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to enlighten us on a certain part of the Haggadah that most people have no idea in the world. What in the world is this story doing at the end of the Haggadah? This is how we finish the Seder with this seemingly ridiculous, absurd story. What in the world is this all about? Called Chad Gadya. The paragraph you test. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas ma'shoimrim bePesach ala seder chad gadya." Now we're going to explain why, at the night of the seder, all the way at the end, after we finish Berachas Hamazon, after we ate the Afikoman, after we finish the Hallel, almost way towards the end of the Haggadah, there's a paragraph in there called Chad Gadya, one little goat. There was this little goat that a man had, and a cat came along and ate the goat. And a dog ate the cat, and the stick hit the dog, and the ox ate the dog, and then the shoychet shechted the ox, and then the Malach HaMoves went after the shoychet, and then Hashem took care of the Malach HaMoves, and they all died unhappily ever after. Just about. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehu Plia Nizgava. This Chad Gadya is an incredible mystery. Ach kol ha'inyan hazeh shel ha'maisa shel ha'chad gadya ha'kol hu b'chinas ivus ha'mishpat. What this Chad Gadya is all about is all facets of injustice. It's one injustice after another after another. Ki ha'shunra ochal ha'gadya sheloi b'mishpat. The cat ate the goat without any justification. What did the goat do to him? And the dog came and bit the cat. What did the cat do to him? Even though the cat deserves to get smacked, but the dog bit him unjustly. Who appointed him to be the justice of the peace? Who put him in charge? And then the stick. And then the fire that burnt the stick, and then the water that put out the fire. Kulam nokmu ze boze, each one of them avenged, took revenge against the other one. V'hakol hoyo sibuchem meis Hashem yisborach. And all of this was circumstances that Hashem prepared. Ki l'kol echod magia ken al pi mishpot. Because each one of them deserved a patch. Based on justice, each one of them did something wrong and deserved to get a kick in the pants. V'yafal pikein, hein bi'atzmam ivsu amishpat. But despite the fact that the cat deserved a patch, the dog did something wrong, and who asked you to do it? V'yal kein be'emes nokmu be'machakach. And that's why the dog got his afterwards. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki be'emes be'inyan hamishpat, Yefsher Lohovin Klal. Because when it comes to Hashem's justice, it's impossible for us to understand it whatsoever. Ki Ma'oid Omkumach Shavoisa Yizborach. Because Hashem's thoughts are infinite, are deep. V'osur Laharher Boze Klal. And this is why it's forbidden for a Jew to try to analyze or judge Hashem. Ukemuva muvuchazois al Mishnah. And as we find this perplexing point is brought out in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, Af hu ro gogoilas achas shetzof al pnei mayim. He also once saw a skull floating on the water, Omar lo, and he said to that skull, Al da'ateift atfuch, because you drowned somebody else, therefore you got it. And in the end, those who hit you, they're going to get hit. Ki bevadai magia loy lahatifoy al pi mishpot. Because again, based on justice and fairness, he deserved what he got. V'yaf al pi kein, hu oso avlo. And despite that, the one who gave it to him did something wrong in doing it. V'yal kein soif metayfoy chitufun. And that's why in the end, he'll also get his. It's interesting, we're in the middle of the month of Tammuz. We're going to be starting the 3 weeks pretty soon, next week in Mitzvah Shem. And there's a portion in the Gemara. There's a portion in the Gemara, exactly, in Gittin, in the 50s, the end of the 50s, which discusses the whole story of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And there, one of the stories that it discusses about the Romans coming to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, to destroy the Jews. And at one point, there's a general Nero, King Nero, who's sent to do the job. And this Nero shoots an arrow towards Yerushalayim. And he sees the arrow flies perfectly straight, top speed. Then he shoots an arrow to the right, away from Yerushalayim. The arrow makes a left turn and heads towards Yerushalayim. He shoots an arrow to the left. The arrow makes a right turn and heads towards Yerushalayim. He shoots an arrow in the opposite direction from Yerushalayim. The arrow makes a U-turn and heads for Yerushalayim. So he says, boy, Hashem really wants those guys to get it. Those guys really deserve it now. He's not satisfied yet. He approaches a small child and he says to the child, what did you learn today? And the child says, we learned that the Jews are going to be bad and Hashem is going to bring a big eagle from the distance that's going to swoop down on them and that's going to attack them. And then Hashem's going to take that guy and make French toast out of him. So Nero said, look at this. He wants them to get smacked and spanked and everything. And then he's going to wipe his hands on me. No thanks. I'm out. He took off his robes and everything. He hightailed it out of there and he converted. He converted and became a Jew. And the Gemara says, from him came forth Rabbi Meir. The Tana Rabbi Meir came from him. And Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zichron Levrach, my father-in-law, always said that this is why in the Roman history books, they put him down as a mental kid. They say King Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Like they say that he lost his mind or something. Because it's an embarrassment for them to admit that their king went ahead and converted, you know, to became a Jew. But here's this example of this mishpat. The Jews deserve, there are times when, Rachmona Litzlan, lo yaleinu, we deserve to be dealt very harshly. So somebody's chosen for the job. Why is he picked? Because Hashem is looking for somebody to whack. Hashem wants to whack him. And one great excuse to really whack him, besides all the bad things he's done, is the fact that he started with Hashem's guys. He started with the Jews. He did something to the Jews. Now I really have an excuse to squash him, to crush him. So here Rav Nosson Zalman's talking about this Ivus HaMishpat, that again, even when somebody is doing something wrong, who asked you? Who asked you to judge? Who appointed you for a judge? How dare you? You're Mr. Perfect. If you're perfect, Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran that you can't judge somebody until you're in that person's position. And the only one who's in everybody's, but the only one who's the position of the entire world is Hashem. Hashem is Mekoymo Shel Olam, or the greatest tzaddik. He is also plugged into Hashem on this level, where he's capable of running Rosh Hashanah. He's capable of running a Rosh Hashanah. But ordinary Jews avoid it like the plague. I just had the privilege last Shabbos of learning with my son a chapter on Likutei Moran, a very famous chapter on Likutei Moran, which is based on Pirkei Avos. There's a statement in Pirkei Avos where the Mishnah says, V'nefroin mimenu midaitoi v'shaloi midaitoi, that Hashem exacts payment from a person with the person's knowledge and without the person's knowledge, with the person's consent and without the person's consent. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Zal says he heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that this was told over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said that whenever any person in this world is supposed to be punished for something they did wrong, Hashem first gathers everybody together and everybody's got a sign. Everybody's got to agree that this person did something wrong and has to be punished. Who's everybody? Everybody means even the person himself. He's got to sign his own death warrant. He's got to sign his own punishment. Now the question is, which normal guy is going to do it? You can't get anybody to do that. So Hashem does a little trick. Hashem shows him a film about somebody else doing this thing that he himself really did wrong. And the person sees it and he says, that guy, he deserves to really be whacked. And he doesn't know that when he just said that, he just signed on the dotted line for himself. He just admitted and agreed that for having done what he did, he deserves to be whacked. And Rav Shem Tov proves it from a story in the Navi, the famous story with Dovid HaMelech, when he took Bathsheba and he had Uriah HaChiti bumped off. The whole story where we know that Dovid HaMelech is one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time. But the way the story appears, it seems as if he did something not right. And then Hashem sent Nosan HaNavi, and Hashem said to Nosan HaNavi, go get him. What does Nosan HaNavi do? He appears and he says to Dovid HaMelech, story time. I want to tell you a beautiful story. There's this very rich guy who has thousands of cattle and sheep and everything. And there's this little poor guy who's got this one little sheep. And this sheep is like his son. He feeds him, he nurses him, he takes him, he puts him in bed with him, everything. And the big guy wanted to prepare some kind of feast and everything. The wealthy guy, you know what he did? He didn't want to really use one of his. He went and took the poor guy's things. How do you feel about that? Dovid HaMelech said, let me at him. I'll kill him, tear him to pieces. Nosan HaNavi said, then why did you? You're a king, 18 wives, everything. You had a problem. And he said, because you did this, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman al-Son, it's going to be punishment, etc. This is all our topic of Tikkun HaMishpat. This is all in that category of Tikkun HaMishpat. Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, what's the message in it? If you ever hear somebody telling a story about what that guy did, make sure you put both hands over your mouth and don't you dare comment. Don't say anything. Because Chas v'Shalom, you never know, could be you're hearing that in order to pass judgment on yourself, Chas v'Shalom. So watch it. V'alkein oimrim inyan zeh shelachad gadya bepesach. Now you'll understand why we say this whole paragraph, this whole story on Pesach, lohoyrois, she'osur laharher be'inyan mishpot of Yisborah, to teach us that a Jew is not allowed to doubt Hashem's justice in any way or think about Hashem's justice. Ve'osur lonu lasois avlo neged chavireinu, afal pi shemagia loy kein al pi maisov. And a Jew is not allowed to take justice into his own hands, to do something against somebody else, even though that person deserves it. And I want to point out a chiddush related to this. A number of years ago, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago, there was a story here in Yerushalayim that there were a bunch of boys, wild boys, Jewish boys, religious boys, who went to a gas station. And they were filling up with gas, and they saw some Arabs there. And one of them got the bright idea that, Arabs, let's do something. And he decided, they decided not to pay, I think. They decided to run out without paying. And one of the Arabs chased after them, and they ended up killing the Arab. The Arab ended up getting killed. And the Jew was caught, Rachmon al-Islam, and the Jew was put into prison and everything. And I remember Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, I remember he heard about this story, and I was curious, I was sure that he was going to say something, that Arab, they should do a toilet. And he made a very different comment, that what Jew has the right to take justice into his own hands? In other words, you need to know when and how. Again, if somebody comes to kill you, habola horgecha, Hashkin v'horgoy. The Gemara says, shoot first. There's a Torah, there's mishpat, there's a justice, there's a time when yes, when not. And if a person crosses that line, chas v'shalom, he could be making a very big mistake. Here Rabbeinu says, afal pi shemagia lo yekein al pi maisel. Even though that person's deeds, he deserves to be smacked. Don't you? Unless Hashem tells you to go, Don't you dare. Who appointed you? אבל אנחנו צריכים שלא ילעבס המשפט. However, we have to be extremely careful that we shouldn't do anything unjust. כי המשפט לליקים הוא. There's a pasuk that says, justice is Hashem's. ועיקר תיקן המשפט בשלימוס הוא רק על ידי משפט השם יסבורך. And the real תיקן המשפט is only when Hashem will do משפט. Not that we think we showed them. Boy, did we show those guys. We won, we beat them. שזהו שמסיים בסויף. This is why at the end of that Chad Gadya, who's the last one on the ladder? ועושו הקודש ברוך הוא. Hashem came along. ושוחת למלך המובס. And Hashem slaughtered the angel of death. Person would say, who's more legitimate than the angel of death? Hashem put him in business. Hashem hired him. And Hashem gave him his instructions and everything. Lahoyrois, she'ikar gmar tikan hamishpot, yizgava lebasoif. This teaches us that the real completion of tikan hamishpot will only be revealed in the future. Kishiyovo yakodesh baruchu, ve'yishchoit lamalach hamoves. When Hashem will come along, and shecht the Malach HaMoves. There's a lot to say about this. Several interpretations. Shecht means to cut. Shechting is cutting. We know that an angel, every angel has a name. The angel of the Malach HaMoves, who is also the Satan, who is also the Yetzer Hara, his name is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Sam means poison. Kel means heaven, heavenly poison. So it's brought that Hashem will shecht the Malach HaMoves, meaning he'll cut him in half. The kale will be saved. The sam will be destroyed, etc. That's one interpretation. Another point on this is people ask, one second, but he was just doing his job. Why should he be punished? There's a number of different interpretations on this. One thing is that it's one thing to do your job, and it's one thing to do your job with zeal, with pleasure. That's another interpretation is what Rabbeinu Zal points out on page 1 in Likut Imran, the first chapter of Likut Imran, that, again, you're selling poison, write poison on it, write P-O-I-S-N. Don't write sweet cream. Don't write delicious oily latkes. Don't write whipped cream cake. Don't make it seem as if you're selling something delicious, wonderful, pleasure, and you're selling death, Rachmona Litzlan. You're selling drugs, you're selling all kinds of substances, lick alcohol, those kind of things, which are really destruction. As the Pasuk says, Vesruach HaTumo Yavir Min Horetz, that in the future there'll come a time when Hashem will remove the Ruach HaTumo from the world. Avol Ato, whereas today, Yefsher Lohovin Darchei Mishpoto Yisborach, it's impossible for us to understand completely the ways of Hashem and the justice of Hashem. V'osur lichnois laharer klal b'mavuchos elu. And it's forbidden for a Jew to delve into that. Rak, but rather, lahamin, to believe, ki mishpotav yisporach amukim oid. Hashem's justice is very deep. V'yev shalavinim klal, and we can't understand it whatsoever. U'be'emes hakoil b'chesed v'rachmim. And in reality, everything Hashem does is with tremendous kindness. V'alkein oimrim zois bePesach, and this is why we say this whole Chad Gadya specifically on Pesach, machmas she'oz adayim koidim tikkun hamishpat, because we said before that on Pesach it's before tikkun hamishpat. Lehoyrois shekol zman, we said again on Shvi shel Pesach when there was Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when there was a major tikkun hamishpat, when Hashem had that court case between the angel, between the Jews and the other idol worshippers. Shekol zman shlein estakin hamishpat al mechoinoi yev shelov hamishpat izbar klal kanal. So long as the tikkun hamishpat isn't perfect, it's impossible for us to understand the justice, the judgment of Hashem whatsoever. Ad sheyovo yakodesh baruch hu, until Hashem is going to come along, and Hashem will deal the final blow, as in the Chad Gadya. Dehainu ad haketz v'achroim. We're talking about the final, last round. She'oz yeh ikar tikkun hamishpat. That's when there'll be the real tikkun hamishpat. Like the Pasuk says, Tzbechinas tzion b'mishpat tipode v'shoveho b'tzdoko. that Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be redeemed with mishpat. Then there'll be real mishpat, justice. Va'oz yizgale hadas. Then the das will be revealed. V'yavinu orchos mishpat of Yisborach. And we will understand the judgment of Hashem and the justice of Hashem. Aval ato tzrichin rak lahamin bemuna shleima. Whereas nowadays, we have to believe Bemuna Shleima that the ways of Hashem are just, and everything Hashem is dealing us is still with tremendous kindness. Because even after Pesach, where we've already had a major round of Tikkun HaMishpat, as Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier with the whole story of Kriyas Yamsuf, it's still not complete. Ki ikar Tikkun HaMishpat yeh al yidei Moshiach Tzidkenu, bo'eis ha-keitz o'achroin. The real Tikkun HaMishpat is going to be when Moshiach comes all the way at the end. As the Pasuk says, Veshofat Betzedek Dalim. He will judge with justice the poor people. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Yishboit Aniyam. Hashem will judge even the poor people of the nation. Uchsiv Ereno Bemishbot. Vechein Bepsukim Harbe Kenizkar Leil. And as there are many other Psukim, as we learned earlier.